people, welcome to another podcast. Yay! I'm so happy that you have joined in to listen to another podcast. I hope you're doing great. I hope you're okay wherever you are, wherever you're listening to this podcast from. And if you're not, I hope it gets better. Just have faith and remember that nothing lasts forever, okay? Let's jump right into the podcast for today. So on today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about why are you so mean to yourself? Why are you so terrible to your own self? It's about the fact that so many of us be so harsh, be so critical on our own selves and forget to celebrate ourselves. You are so tough on yourself that you forget to sometimes look back and see how much you have accomplished. It's okay to be ambitious. It's okay to want more in life. That means that you love yourself. That means that you want more for your future. That means that you aspire to do great things in your life. It is okay. But the one thing that is not okay is being so critical, so mean to yourself, so terrible to yourself to an extent that you don't celebrate anything, you don't go out for anything, you demean anything that you do in your life. You're kind of like, why should I go out on a spa when I could be doing this, when I could be doing that? You know, when you have children and you're like, you know, my children will take over everything. No, even when you have children, you have to celebrate yourself because you are your individual self as well. And the children as well. They are their own selves. They are growing as you grow as well. But you have to find places to, you know, celebrate yourself. You're mean to yourself to an extent that you've self-neglected yourself. You don't care anymore about yourself. You don't care anymore about what you wear, what you eat, where you go, the people you surround yourself with. You have just become that mean that you've become so focused on whatever you're doing that your environment around you has become so dead and silent. When you become so tough and so mean to yourself, you build up a shield and you build up a wall. A wall not just for others, but a wall just for yourself. Resting becomes a myth. It becomes so much of a terrible thing. Let me tell you something why I say that, a background story. If anybody knows me, they know that I have all these social media platforms. I have TikTok, I have YouTube, I have Instagram, and the weird thing about all my platforms as well. Oh, I forgot to mention, I do have a full-time job as well. just a normal job. So with all my platforms, they all have different content. If you go on TikTok, you're looking at relationships and motivation. If you go on YouTube, it's more about mindset, growth, development. You go on Instagram, it's fashion and whatever I may feel like in the season. Okay? So I have to work differently on every different platform. I stay consistent on all of them. Apart from TikTok, now I put TikTok on a pause, but I used to upload at least 3 videos a day. Those are 21 videos a week. YouTube, I was uploading 2 videos a week. Instagram, I was uploading daily, Monday to Sunday. And I was attending my full-time job. Now, if you think about all those kind of things, I was doing everything back to back, back to back. You don't see me on parties. You don't see me meeting friends. You don't see me on any of the occasions I've got because I'm like, oh God, okay, this evening I could literally sit down and do something and upload something. Okay, cool. Done. Not go for the party. Just spend the time doing that. When it comes to days where I'm not doing anything, you would find me dressed in whatever I'm dressed in. My hair is looking shabby. I only dressed up for the fact that I'm going to record something. I'm going to do something. You find me at the market. I'm just like, I'm looking like someone you've never seen before. Just neglecting myself, not drinking water, not resting, not sleeping enough, waking up at odd hours. And it caught up on me. It really caught up on me to an extent that I was becoming very agitated, very angry, very mad, very all those kind of things. It wasn't helping my self-growth. It wasn't helping myself. I know that I want to be ambitious. I want to get to the places I want to get to. But during that journey, I also have to remember that it is me who has to take myself to that place. It is me that has to get to the accomplishment I want to accomplish, you know, to get at. So when I say don't be mean to yourself, don't self-neglect, it's a fact that you need yourself to get to those points in your life. It is you that is going to get yourself to that mountain that you want to climb. But if you don't take care of that you, then there is not going to be a you to climb up. A quick one, guys. Many of you know that I'm all about health and taking care of your body. But there is something I have always struggled with, and it's being able to focus fully. I have tried so many energy drinks, but they make me feel jittery. And as a creator, my focus is so important. So I found this shot by Magic Minds that has improved my mornings. You know, I love a good morning boost. It has improved my mental energy and I feel less stressed. It has made me feel more focused and more creative. That's the aim. I love it because it has got matcha, which helps with the slow release of caffeine, packed with adaptogens and NeuroPix, which provide incredible focus without the stress spike you get from caffeinated drinks, all the good stuff in one bottle. And guess what? I have got a limited discount code, which is AKAO20, ACAO20, which gives you 56% off your first subscription and 20% off for the one-time purchase if you just want to try it without the commitment. I'm going to leave it down in the description as you listen to this podcast. Check it out. Check out Magic Minds. Get yourself that drink. And trust me, your focus is going to improve. You're going to feel like me, full of energy and feeling more focused. All right, to that mountain. Okay? So every single time you're trying as much as you can to push, I know you want it so bad. I know you want to get there. I know you're looking, you're comparing yourself as well. You're comparing yourself to somebody else. You're comparing yourself to another person's success. You're saying, if I do this, then I'll get to where they are. If I do this better, then maybe I'll have what they have. But the truth is that you will never, ever have what they have. Because after they have what you're seeing now, they're going to move on to another thing. So if you're chasing the level at this level at which you know they are successful are, then you're going to be chasing forever, because next time it's going to be another thing and another thing and another thing. How long are you going to be chasing? Set your pace and run with your own pace and accomplish what you want to accomplish. It's okay to have competition. You always have to look at people that you aspire to be, people you look at as competitors, which is okay, which is normal, which everybody should have. I think that should be a driving force for someone, but it shouldn't be the determining factor for where you should go. You know? So in everything that you're doing, take time for yourself. Sleep as much as you can. Have days where you're off and you're like, I'm not getting out of bed. I am going to sleep and I'm going to rest. I'm going to read a book. I'm going to take myself here. A friend has invited me to a party. Let me go. Oh, it's time for me to eat a burger. I'll eat this burger. You know, I'm trying to lose weight. I've been eating clean for days and days and days. But girl, you deserve that burger too. It won't kill you. One burger is not going to add any kilos on you. It won't. It's the consistency that will add those kilos on you. So don't be mean on yourself. Get yourself the ice cream if you want to. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. It's a one in a, I don't know how many days or months you're going to spend without having one. Just celebrate. Just don't be so critical on yourself. Don't criticize your own self or be mean to your own self that you hate yourself when you look at yourself in the mirror. That when you look at yourself in the mirror, you regret the kind of person you have become. You regret the kind of person you're seeing. When you get to that extent, you're welcoming different things. Anxiety, mental health issues, anxiousness, which I've said anxiety, you know, low mood, you know, attachment or even detachment, because it can go two ways. You're creating so many things. So in everything that you're doing, don't be mean to yourself. Love yourself a little bit more. Celebrate yourself a little bit more. There is a video that I uploaded on my Instagram. You can go and check it out. And in that video, talking about, there was a gentleman called, let me get it out of my head, Dash Henderson. Got it. And he was saying that if you can cry, if you can shout, if you can laugh, if you can feel sad, then you might as well celebrate yourself. You might as well celebrate your wins. You might as well celebrate, you know, everything that is happening around you in your life. You can't neglect yourself thinking that if you sacrifice this, you're going to get a bigger thing. When you get there, you've carried on baggage of things that you have to unlock. The money that you're making, you're going to spend it paying a therapist. You're going to spend it trying to recover everything, trying to get better, trying to you know, get the best medicine, get the best doctor, get the best fitness trainer, get the best of the best, because you want to recover everything that you lost. But when it comes to the human body, if you've lost something, you have lost it. Yeah, you can try to improve it for it not to get worse, but once it's gone, it is literally gone. You can't recover back all the sleepless nights, but you can improve on the sleep. You can't recover back all the years of poor diet that you have gained and all the health issues that you've got that within yourself, but you can improve and get better on it, you know. But that doesn't take away the habits, because you have to start cleaning out the habits, doing all those kind of things, which is not good. And this is why I'm getting to the point of habits. Your habits are your track for everything that you do. And in this situation, in this season of your life, take time to do things that nourish you, do things that empower you, things that give you a little bit of a smile, things that help you. If you have children, you know, time out, you know, take the kids somewhere. If you don't have anyone who can help you take the kids, if you've got a little bit of money, spend it away, take them maybe to a child minder or anybody or a nursery, and then take yourself out. And go and just do something, just time or 3 or 4 hours for your own self, and then come back and get them and then carry on with the day. That will be very, 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 very helpful. So don't be mean to yourself. Don't be critical to yourself. Don't be horrible to yourself. Nurture yourself. Nurture yourself. Celebrate yourself. Enjoy yourself. Laugh with yourself. Smile with yourself. Dance with yourself. Do everything that can help you to become your better self. Okay? I hope this lovely podcast has helped you. It's come out on a Friday. I hope it allows you to say, you know what? Tomorrow is Saturday. I'm going to go out. Today is Friday. Let me go out and have a drink. Maybe that's not your thing, like me. You just want to do something that is different. Book yourself something. Do something that is different. Don't be afraid of whatever will happen next. Do it and then build the fear on the fact that that happened. Don't build the fear on something that hasn't yet happened yet, okay? All right. Got this. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I'm going to end it over here. I'm going to say thank you for tuning in. Thank you, you know, for listening. I hope this 10 minutes or 12 minutes, whatever you've listened to or got at, has helped you. I hope to see you in the next podcast, which will be up on Monday. So stay tuned. Hopefully I'm there on Monday. Pray for me as I pray for you, and have a lovely one. Bye.